Good morning, everyone. This is Amin Parker. And in this voice note, I want to talk about wearing a mask out in society. Ladies, men, everyone, if you are out in society, we already understand that there was a very big, serious virus that took place in the year 2020. Okay? That virus, you know, I'm not even going to really say the name because some websites don't want us to pronounce that name for some reason. You'll get in trouble for it. But we know that virus was very well known around the world and people had to wear face masks so they won't get sick during that time. And even in today's time, you know, there are mutations of that virus. So, we have to wear a mask. Now, listen, it is still optional in many places around the world whether to wear a mask or not. That's optional. But I definitely wear my mask and I recommend everyone to wear a mask if they don't want to get sick. Wearing a mask also helps with the common cold too, because it will narrow it down in half. Basically, you won't get as sick as often because your nose is covered and your mouth is covered. Now, moving on. There are people who don't want other people staring at them. They don't want people to see their face. Maybe some people feel ugly. Or maybe some people don't want to attract the opposite gender. Maybe some people just want to be left alone. Some people want to appear to be mysterious also. So a great way of doing all of those things is to wear your face mask. If you are out at night, or if you are out and it's so early in the morning that it's still dark outside, in a lot of cases, if you are wearing a face mask, some people won't try to test you. Some people won't try to harm you because they don't know where your head is. They don't know where your mind is because you are wearing a mask. They don't know how to take you. So they might just go the other way and find some other person. So these are benefits of wearing a mask. Like I said, if you don't want the opposite gender approaching you because, you know, you are single and you want to remain single, or maybe you have a mate already and you just don't want somebody coming up to you trying to get your phone number. If you are wearing a mask, it may cut it down in half. They might not approach you because you will appear to be unapproachable. It's just, these are some benefits to wearing a mask. Now, the type of mask is important too. You know, I have a gator mask. A gator mask is a new style of mask. It's becoming more and more popular. It's sort of similar to a ski mask, but not necessarily. I know that the North Face store has them. These masks look very, very cool and stylish. And you can do it in a way where it's almost like you are imitating the look of a ninja. You can cover your whole entire face, actually, with a gator mask. And it all depends on how you do it. It's a special technique. But gator masks, they typically cover half of your face from your eyes down. Of course, your eyes should be showing, but from the bottom of your eye going down to your neck, that's how long the mask is. So basically, it's covering your whole entire nose, it's covering half of your ears, and it's covering your mouth, and it's covering your neck. That's how long this mask is. If you have a do-rag, Make sure the do-rag is the same color as the gator mask. And the do-rag could cover your eyebrows. It could cover your whole entire top of your head. And then with the bottom of the gator mask, you can wrap it around to cover your whole entire ear. And this is basically the ninja look. So if you go out when it's dark, or if you go out when it's early in the morning and the sun hasn't risen yet, and you have your whole entire face covered, think a hijab, you know, that the Muslim women wear. Think like that. It's basically covering your whole entire head, and the only thing that's visible is your eyes. Not all hijabs cover your whole entire face, but the ones that the married women wear, you know, they usually, not all, but they usually wear the type of hijab that I'm talking about, where your whole entire face is completely covered, and the only thing that's visible is your eyes. Now, once you do that, you can wear some glasses. If you wear dark shades, it will be hard to see in the dark. But if you wear the dark shades when it's light outside, and if you have your mask covering your whole entire face, most people are not going to approach you. So the opposite gender is going to leave you alone. Okay? A lot of people might not stare at you because they don't know where your head is. They don't know what you're thinking. Okay? This is how you can avoid people staring at you. Like I said, some people who feel like they're ugly, they may feel like they are a sub five. They may feel like an incel, a lame, someone that the opposite gender just don't want. If you are one of those people, then you could cover your whole entire face and pretty much not be judged based on how you look underneath. Now, people would probably look at you as someone who's a weirdo, but they're not going to stare at you because they don't know where your head is. So if you feel ugly and unattractive, then go ahead and wrap up completely. But there are benefits to wrapping up. Like I said, because of that huge virus that took place years ago, and the fact that there are some mutations of it even till this day, why not go out and buy a gator mask? All right, but do it because you want to do it. If you're going to buy a gator mask, then do it because you want to do it. There's, you know, like I said, many reasons why a person may want to do it. So that's all I really got for this one. All right. It's a good way for you to avoid attention from the opposite gender. It's a good way for you to, you know, not get sick. It's a good way for you to just go underneath the radar in some senses. All right. Well, this is all I got for now. This is Amin Parker, and I'm out.